Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Leona Abraham Brando, prisoner advocate and host for Blog Talk Radio, Shedding Light. Activist Stephen Bobel is back to discuss his passion and mission to prevent juvenile incarcerations, while also hoping to recruit others nationwide to join him in the mission to help the juveniles find their way and their worth in the communities. Stephen, too, grew up without a father and subsequently faced trials and tribulations, as many prisoners incarcerated today do, of which he ultimately decided he would turn his experience into positive experiences for the youth in the communities today, while helping them to prevent going down the destructive road to incarceration. Stephen's philosophy has always been and always remains, it does not only take a village to raise a child, but a nation to ensure this monumental miracle can and will happen. So we are going to welcome Stephen Bobel back with us again today to talk about his achievements, the things that he has been doing to make this happen. Stephen, are you on with us?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing today?
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. So, Steve, I'm going to let you have the ball the entire show today. I would like to have you talk about everything that you have thought about, worked with the kids, the things that you want to do, and what the progress has been so far, or what is happening now, an update.
As of right now, like I said, it's since the summertime, and, you know, pretty much a lot of stuff is slow motion. A couple of things have happened. I am looking into the Boys and Girls Club. I called them today. I'm supposed to be waiting for a message back from them to come back and speak with them, hopefully next week. Also, we do have a talk thing that we do in tomorrow for everything that's going on in the system as far as advocacy, speaking for prisoners and stuff like that. So I'm going to do something like that tomorrow and also pass out. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Real quickly, before we get started, there's a lot of times the audience is not always the same people. So can you briefly briefly explain, you know, what has happened to bring you to this point of wanting to prevent the school-to-prison pipeline, and then maybe update everyone?
I sure will. Like she said, my name is Stephen Bobel. I started this here because I'm tired of seeing the young kids, men and women, going to prison, and they're on the same path. Everybody, usually all the people that go to prison young-wise are usually on the same path. And there's no, I don't feel that the system is trying to help them as far as show them the right way. There's just too much corruption in the system as far as even in the adult system, judicial system, it is completely out of control. These children need help. My whole idea was to be able to come on, especially me being an ex-inmate myself and ex-correction officer, be able to speak what's going on in the prison system to let these people know that, yes, there is a problem. And I have seen the problem personally, not as part of the juvenile system, but as part of the adult system. But if it starts on the adult system, it has to start from somewhere else. It has to come from as the juvenile system. The juvenile system is so corrupt that these kids that are in prison, they don't know any better. The parents are caught by surprise when stuff happens. Have you guys watched the last thing that was on Netflix with the kids from New York City? Them kids didn't have a chance because they wouldn't let them talk to their adults. They wouldn't let them talk to their parents. Anybody over the age of 18 has to have an adult with them or a lawyer. They would not let their parents come in and represent them. A lot of kids who are especially juveniles, minorities, brown and African American, they don't have the finances to get an attorney right away, and so these kids are scared. They make promises like, okay, now if you tell the truth, if you tell this, if you did this, then you'll be able to go home tonight. And they just want you sometimes away to clear the books. And these kids don't know any better. You know, you're 14, 13, 14 year old. You're sitting in prison, sitting in juvenile detention home, and you're scared. Because you want to go home. You know, at this time to be watching cartoons, eating food, playing video games. And these kids, they say, hey, look, I'm going to say, yes, I did that so I can go home. and that's a lie. They're not going to let you go home. They want you to say this because they have nobody else to stick it with. So that's the reason why these kids, or a lot of these kids, are in trouble, because they have been told the wrong things to do. And that's where I said I want to come in, to be able to help these kids and help these parents understand that there is other things that can be done. If they made a mistake and they are in the system, then we can get them, make them see the right thing to do. Conjugal behavior, to make them understand, hey, you have a mind. You can use it. You don't need to be in this way. Things happen in this way because we think it's going to happen like that. It doesn't have to happen like that. You can change it. You have the way to change things that's coming at you. I'm learning that now as almost 50 years old. I'm still learning. I still make huge mistakes. I just made a big mistake here these last 2 weeks, and I'm paying for that now. Nothing as far as going criminal, but it was personal. And like I said, anybody can make mistakes. Anybody can get help to try to fix it. But do you want the help? Will the parents allow us to help them? Because a lot of kids don't understand that not every person who's in that prison system is trying to look at you like they're your friend. They're not your friend. The people in the system are, most of them are your, some of them are your friend, but 100%, 95% of them are not your friend. They just look at you as another person, as another statistic. Here's another African-American male or African-American female or minority that's in the system. Here we go again. You know, you might not have done nothing, but you fit the profile of somebody who did. And they don't even want to take the time to understand that you didn't do it. You know, there's a whole bunch of people, a lot of these kids, get caught up in stuff that they weren't even involved in. They didn't do it. Like we just saw, like I said, the one here is in New York, the five, did not rape that girl. But they said that they did because they were scared. Because when you're scared and you sitting in a room for how many hours they were in that room and not getting nothing to drink, nothing to eat, you want to get out. You'll say anything to get out. That's how they break you. And they do that to adults. Man, I was not in a room like that, but I was in office with a detective, and he was roasting me. And you know, I said anything so I could get out. I wanted to go home. You know, and it's just a simple fact is these kids need somebody who's able to walk with them and tell them, hey, look, this is how you have to handle this. You can handle situations with the police a lot better. You don't have to get all upset in their face and stuff like that. You call somebody. You call an adult. Call your mother. Call your father. Call your uncle. Call somebody. Oh, man, call me. If I'm available, I'm there, I can help you through it. Because, you know, these kids need to know, getting upset and getting in their face and stuff, that's not going to help anything. Because they're not going to listen to you. They just want to look at you as another statistic, and they most likely might even shoot you. You know, that's why, you know, I hate to say it like that, but that's how it is. These young kids don't understand that. They see all these rappers and stuff like that. You know, I'm not blaming them on the music, but some of the music we hear is glorifying violence and abuse of women and all this type of stuff. These kids don't need to hear that type of stuff because you're not going to be that. Because, first of all, most of the people who do this type of music has the money that can get out of stuff like that. You know, let's look at it. Okay, I hate to say this. Look at R. Kelly. I hate to say that. Look at R. Kelly. The same thing, but he's probably going to get caught for his sins. But here's the whole thing is, if you have the money, you're going to get through the system, because that's all it is. It's all about money. And a lot of these kids don't have the money to get through it because their parents don't have it. You have to rob Peter to pay Paul sometimes, even to pay rent. And mom doesn't have the money to put money on your books or get you a great attorney to get you out of trouble, so you get a public pretender. You know, public defender is a, you know, public defender. I call them public defenders because most likely they work for the prosecution anyway. They're there just because you have to have somebody there, and most likely they're not working for you. So these kids need to understand that there's a lot of stuff in the system that's going to try to trick you to make you feel that, hey, you can get out of here, you can go home, but as long as you tell me this is what happened, or you tell them the next person who's selling that drugs on the corner, let me know who they are so you can get out of here. And they're going to tell you that you think you're going to go home, but you're not going to go home. You're not going home. They're just going to clear another case off of you. And now you've got the reputation of being a snitch. And now it's going to be even harder when you go into prison. So keep yourself away from all that. Let's not even think about that type of aspect. Let's think about how we can stay away from this. Because the pipeline is real. And like I told you guys not too long ago when I was on this call, I talked to a judge in North Carolina. And she is a judge for juvenile detention, juvenile cases, and she said she did not know that the pipeline was real until she got involved in the juvenile system. She said the pipeline is real. She said, I see so many of these kids that come back and have not learned and still coming back, and there's nowhere for these kids to get the help that they need to understand how to stay away from the pipeline. Because the pipeline is a trap. You think it's not going to suck you in. You told you get the suckers, the deeper you're going to get sucked in, it's going to be the most hard for you to get out. And people like me and people like JD and people in my groups, people like my president of my group, she knows about it. Danielle knows about it. She deals with kids who have attention disorder and stuff like that. And a lot of these kids are in prison, have these type of disorders, and they don't get checked. We need to understand that. A lot of these kids have disorders as far as mental disorders that need to be checked. Autism, ADHD, I can't remember that's what it is right now, but you know what I'm saying. These kids have these type of disorders, and they don't get checked because it's too much money for the system to keep on checking these kids what's going on, and they need to be checked because these kids are not actually doing stuff like that. They don't know any better. And that's what I say. These kids, the first time I was on here, I said I blamed it on the kids and how they act. And some kids act out. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of kids who do act out. But there's a lot of kids who don't have the technology or have the technology to make them do better in school because they don't understand school. And if they understand school, they can see the stuff that's coming towards them. They don't think school is cool because they're having problems learning. Learning disabilities is one of the major things what's wrong with the kids in the school system today. These schools don't want to teach them because they want to push them to the side because they're too much of a problem. They don't want to understand them because it takes too much time in their day to deal with a child who might be acting out because they might not really understand. And see, that's the whole thing that the system needs to understand, that these kids need help inside the school system. You know, just look at it like this. Some kids come to school hungry. Because they don't have the right breakfast to eat in the morning. They don't have lunch. Or when they go home, this will be the only meal they have is lunchtime, because when they get home, the food that they have at the house is usually gone by the time they get there because the older kids are there. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff that people need to look at. The reason why the kids might be acting out or why these kids stole the stuff from the store is because they might be hungry, because there might not be any food in the house. There's more things to think about than a kid that just wants to act out. There's reasons about why these young kids do the stuff that they do. It's because they want the attention of somebody to understand them and love them. That's the main thing. These kids need love. These kids need hugs. These kids need to know that, hey, just because you made a mistake, I'm still here for you. I still love you. You know, next time your child gets in trouble at school or wherever, as you know, sometimes you have to discipline them. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't discipline your child. But, yeah, sometimes you have to discipline them, but you tell them, you sit down with, you know what, I love you, but we're going to try to work out what's going on. Why did you do this? I love you. You can talk to me. And see, that's another thing I'm learning now. Like I said, almost 50 years old, I'm learning now, and my daughter's 20. I didn't listen to some of the stuff she was trying to tell me. And she didn't do crazy stuff. She didn't go to jail or nothing like that. She wasn't a bad kid like that. But there's a lot of things that's happened in our life that has brought me and my daughter kind of apart as far as being a father that I should be. I can preach all this type of stuff for anybody else and their kids, but I can't live it by myself. So that shows me right there. I'm still learning myself. I'm still learning. Problems with my wife. Me and my wife have gone through our little problems. So, you know, we're trying to work our stuff out. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. My story now is trying to help these children. But my thing is, if we can find a way to fix what's going on in the household, as far as mom and dad, mom and boyfriend, dad and girlfriend, it takes a whole family, like I said before, to make these kids to understand that they are loved. It's not your fault that mom and dad might not work out. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. There's things that sometimes people just don't get along. But you need to understand that they still love you. Just because mom and dad might not be together, they still love you. But they need to understand that they are going to always be on your side. I just told my daughter that last night. I talked to her on the phone. I said, you know what? No matter what's going on with me and your mother, Daddy's still here. I'm always going to love you. And me and you are going to work our differences out, and we're going to be the best we can be. Because I see, I can't go nowhere and talk about this, and then somebody look at us or not. How's he going to be talking about this? And him and his daughter ain't cool like that. You know, and then you got a point. And that's the exact point. You know, you can people to say that because that's how it is. But I love my child. I love my child. I love my wife, even though we're not seeing eye to eye on a lot of things. But I love my wife. I don't never want nothing bad to happen to them because that's my daughter. That is my heart. And a lot of parents need to understand that your child, your son, your daughter, those are your next generation of you. We have to be and realize that we have to be the ones that get them ready for the world because the world's not gonna sugarcoat nothing to them. We know that as being older and seasoned, the world is not gonna sugarcoat nothing for you. They look at you as well, your father was in prison, so you know where you're going. You know, I don't want to hear that. My child is not going to prison just because I did something stupid. She's not an heir of the prison throne. She's an heir of the throne of a kingdom as being a queen. That's what she is. She's not gonna be a statistic. No. No child that I'm close to is gonna be a statistic. No. I refuse that because I had a couple people in my life that wanted to do that. Like I said, my stepfather. He wanted that. But again, I didn't want that because my thing was you're not my father. And so that's another thing that the young kids have to understand. If your father's not around, but your mother has a boyfriend, and he's looking out, not doing nothing bad to you, and looking out for you, and put food on the table, and taking you to football practice, basketball practice, helping you with your homework, right there, that's your dad. Even though it might not be your blood dad, but right there, that's your dad. So you should be careful what you say. Because, that's not my dad. Okay, he's not your dad, but so where's your father at? Where's your father at? That's the whole thing people don't understand is it's bigger than that. This whole thing is way bigger than what I'm preaching about. Because we need to understand that these kids exactly need us as parents, as individuals, as business people. I want these businesses out there, these black owners, these minority owners, the old businesses and stuff like that. Reach out and help these kids get jobs in the summer. Put them to work in the summer. I know there's trash and trash bagging groceries. I bagged groceries when I was in high school. Bagging groceries. I worked at a nursery, stacking trucks full of flowers and stuff like that. Picking up, go to Lowe's, got stuff out there they can sweep off the parking lot. I know. Come on now, it doesn't take much to give a child some type of goal to make them say, "Hey, look what I did, Mom. I brought my first check home." That makes them feel good. That makes them look like, "Hey, I can accomplish something." Just because you're not making a multi-million, you're not running a football in, but you're not shooting a basket in, but you got a check and say, "Hey, look, I worked today." You're not on the corner. You're not selling drugs. You're not in a prison cell. You're working. So you can get a job. Clear your name. Have a good name in this country. Have a good name in this world. Because you know this country, the way it's going, your name is all you got. That's how my daughter all the time. I say, just because my last, you know, you got my last name like I got. And everybody knows what I did in my past. So you need to work. Sure, you got to work three times harder because you're a woman, and you're black, and you have my last name. So my thing is this: you have to show your kids the right way. Show them everything that's possible for them to do, as far as academics. Be there with them. Take them to the library. Turn off the videos, all the rap videos. Turn all that stuff off. Turn off ESPN. Turn on some videos. Turn on some movies or documentaries about what happened in this world, in this country. Let them learn what's going on. Let them watch CNN, what's going on. That CNN, CNN sometimes tells some crazy stuff, but there is stuff on CNN that you can learn and teach your kids. Hey, look, it might be up to you one day to learn how to fix that. Maybe you'll come up with a cure for AIDS, or you might come up with a cure for cancer. Maybe you can do it. You know, not saying that you can't do it. By the time you get that age, you might be the one who's going to have the cure for this. Or you might be the first person to walk on Jupiter or Mars. You might be the first person to walk on that. it doesn't mean that you can't. You sure can. Look at the whole picture. Don't look the picture right first. Look at the big picture.
The big picture
is right there for you. Just grab it. Yes, ma'am.
I sympathize with these kids today, but I want to remind you and everyone, there's a lot of people that have been in prison for 20 years or more now who went in when they were,
mm-hmm.
it was pretty much school to pipeline. These people
mm-hmm.
have been in for 20, 25, 30 years. You know, they really deserve a second chance. But getting back to the adolescents and the young people in the communities today, they're tired of hearing people talk. They're tired of hearing people talk
mm-hmm.
about what they can do, what others can do. We live in a country that's all about money, power, greed.
Yep.
Everybody
yep.
wants to be
yep.
accepted by those who are in a higher elite area or those who
mm-hmm.
are in the same social status. I feel really bad because this country is going nowhere fast. And it's not
right.
If everybody forgets about the materialistic thing, I heard
mm-hmm.
on the TV today, they were talking in one of the towns about taking away some of these sports activities for these kids because they have to put the money somewhere else. And you know, somewhere else goes into somebody's pocket. That's what this country is about. And I am sick and tired
exactly.
of hearing these people talk about what the young people should be about when they don't even have a clue what's going on in their own simple, sad, sadistic minds. And that's what kind of a government we
exactly.
have, not only in the government,
exactly.
but people in the businesses. Volunteers,
yep.
this is where volunteers need to be recruited because what they need to do is they need to write to these gung-ho, self-centered people that worry so much about their own acceptance from others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're that insecure, then that tells what our culture, our children are all about today. These people are so much about being accepted themselves, not only those in politics, those the wealthy ones, but even
mm-hmm.
the middle class out there that might have a good job, and they're
yes.
going to look down upon those that are less fortunate. You know, it's not about
yes.
looking down on those that are less fortunate. It's about looking up to those that are less fortunate and looking down to those that are above them. And this is the society we live in. And until this is solved, until these gung-ho people, these self-centered jackasses
mm-hmm.
out there, until they grow up,
mm-hmm.
our youth are going to be suffering.
Yeah.
It's not only the parents have to do more. People in the communities
yep.
need to do more. But what they can be
yes,
doing
do.
If they want to do more is start writing to these people. Stop bringing it out to the media. Let the media get involved because the media is about nothing because all they talk about is dogs and cats. They don't talk about the real
mm-hmm.
issues. They talk about boats. They talk about fun. The media today consists of young people who probably got their positions because of who they're related to, and they talk.
There it is.
They talk trash. They don't talk about the real issues in this country and abroad. That's where we have problems with our youth today, and the prisons are going to continue to fill up because these people in this country are too selfish. Realize a lot of these prisoners who have been in for longer than 20 years have already paid their dues. They have suffered because our penal
yeah.
system is so selfish that the people that are overseeing are the ones that are eating the good food, are the ones that are taking advantage of
that's,
all the money going into training.
That's right.
They're getting volunteers to go
that's
into
right.
the prison to train these people, and they're keeping the money. Wake up, America. That's
they need
what the
to.
Kids are
they
all
need
about.
To
you're
it.
Tired of hearing
they
what they're
to.
All about. Advocates know what these kids are about. The audience, those who
that's
have
right.
experienced it, those who have kids that are going to prison as young people, they know what it's all about. We don't need to keep talking about
mm-hmm.
these issues. We need to be talking about the resolutions, and that's the sad thing about it. People in this country
that's right.
are about nothing until I see something being positively done. I ran an organization from 2004 until now with no funding. And I stepped down in 2014. The people that took it over, it took them less than 5 months to let it go down the drain because they weren't about the passion. They were about the talk, and they were about the money. This
right.
is what we have to
right.
forget about. People in other
that's
countries
right.
that are less fortunate have more sense, have more. And when they talk about let's move on with these things, they drag on a situation. The news will go on and on and on. These people in other countries are so used to being in wars, having innocent people killed by troops, not only in America
yep.
but all over the
yep.
world, that they don't have time to talk about it every single day. They have to move on to the next day because the next day is going to bring more tragedies for them.
That's what we need to do, is move on. We're still listening to news that happened in 2011. Things that happened in 1964 when the president, 63, when the president was killed. We live 6 miles from the Kennedy compound. You know, the Kennedys, they used to go to a club on the street we lived on. This is garbage because this is over with. We need to move on. These kids need a role model.
They do. They do. There's got to be something we can do. Exactly. You're exactly right. And that's another thing. I'm glad you said that. That's another thing that we need. We need more positive role models out there. Men and women, especially women. These women need to be out there, be a role model for these young ladies coming out here. Because, you know, I put something on my Facebook page, on my my group page for my prison pipeline page, and it was horrible. It was these young girls, minorities, and a Caucasian girl talking about the pill that makes you have an abortion. They're taking. They were happy, bragging about it. I'm gonna take this pill and drink me some Hennessy. You know, come on now. Why you want to make a video about that? That's not cute. Why you want to do stuff like that? See, my whole thing with that is, all these young kids see that, and these young girls see that. Not all of them, but those are somebody's daughter. That's somebody's daughter. That's somebody's sister. And one day it's gonna be somebody's mother. Now you know that nowadays you can go back and get all that stuff when you try to go fight for a job. They're gonna look up everything and see what you did. You know, jobs can get all that type of stuff now. So you need to really be mindful of what you put on this on internet, on think it's cute on YouTube and stuff like that, because one day you're going to be out there looking for a job and they're going to pull stuff up about you. So you have to be careful. You have to be smart. But that's the thing I don't understand, is why people don't understand that. Like you just said, we need the role model as far as the mothers and the fathers to come grab these kids and show these kids, and big brothers and big sisters. That's why I was trying to get to the big brother, big sister program, so I can talk to them. Because I can talk to them, because you know what? Like I said, I've been inside. I've been a guard and I've been a prisoner. So I know what they're talking about. I know how you feel like you're disconnected. I get that. I get it. A lot of people don't get it. I get it, how about you being disconnected. It's so easy to be disconnected. Even when you get my age, you get disconnected. You know, and it hurts, because then you feel like, then why am I doing anything positive? Because nobody cares. There are people who care. But the problem is, how can we get our name and get our face out there to show you who cares? You have to get there to show them to them. So that's why I'm going to the Boys and Girls Club probably this week, and I'm going to talk to the people at the upper ups and say, look, I want to come and speak. You know, I'm not asking for no money. I just want the opportunity to speak to these kids and these parents to show them what is going on, because they need us. They need us, because these kids are in this program because mom and dad are working. And they don't have a big brother or big sister to take them to basketball games or movies, or sit down and talk to them with the homework and stuff like that. They need that. They need that. And so these are the type of groups I'm trying to get a hold of, so they can understand what I'm trying to do. So I need people to understand that. I need people to hear my name and hear they say, this is what I'm trying to do, is to get people to understand as far as the prison pipeline. I'm not saying I'm going to be able to stop it by myself. It's going to take a whole bunch of us to come together.
You like it long?
You know what? I just let go of the wrong person because the. Sorry for the confusion, everyone. But I want to let you know that everyone around this country can do a lot of good for these prisoners who have been in for years and went in as young people under the age of 25. Also, you can do so much for these young people in the streets today who are looking for help. They're not looking for help verbally, but they are looking for help in crying out in the way they act. So I'm encouraging all of you to please stop making phone calls. Start writing letters to these politicians. Start writing letters to these companies, employment companies, and let them know to open their doors to some of these kids. Do the training for them. Help them. Because we have mass incarceration in this country, and it's going to be even worse as time goes on, because these kids are out there committing crimes, young people. And you have a slew of prisoners inside who are serving life without parole and life sentences for something they did over 20-something years ago. They have since matured, and they're not given the opportunity for a second chance. I encourage everyone to help these young people and help these people in prison, because the penal system is not educating them. They are not helping them. They are depriving a lot of these prisoners of doing anything, employment, correspondence courses, anything, even taking away whatever little things that they have to cause them to fall. They talk about suicides in the prison, and that's what's happening, not because of these people going in with a suicide tendency, but it's what the prison officials are doing to these people. I encourage everyone to take a stand and try to help these prisoners and these young people. And I am now signing off. Thank you so much.